This is Channel One Right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie and Mamu and Francis this Saturday afternoon late, the 28th of August, 1971. Channel One Right and Miss Bessie's visit on her picnic.
You did? Well, I got you a banana right there. I bet you need that. I'll see if I can get my
one banana.
A banana.
Well, now you're on, Miss Bessie. People start eating in the middle of the day.
Have you been working all day, really?
No.
This birthday?
No.
You don't have to do much about your birthday?
No, I got somebody else to do it.
Oh. This is your way of celebrating everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your birthday party. I think it sounds so exciting.
Well, I got everything ready but the macaroni.
Oh, you going to have vegetables, too?
Oh, yes, I'm having string beans.
Yeah.
Shoestring, I cut them down.
Oh, like French. Uh-huh.
Well, here
look,
you are.
See?
Here you are.
Oh, look at them.
How you do.
Glad to see you, too. Well, look here. I didn't know I was taller than you, Bessie.
You didn't.
And I am. Well. Bessie, you are.
Doesn't she look good?
Yeah, she does. You look so good.
Yeah, sit
down there.
Yeah. Well, it.
Well, I didn't know I was taller. You were taller than I was.
No.
It didn't seem so.
I didn't either. I thought she was really taller than I.
Well, I got old low. Ain't got no heels on my shoes.
Well, that makes a little, but I don't have much anyway.
Who's the biggest around? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She's the biggest.
I think she's.
I have fallen off. You have a quad face. You look so
I
nice.
I fall off. That's a given stuff. Not I makes me fall off. You want me to fall off his head? I keep stout, and that causes me to be in misery all the time.
Yeah.
And so, I have lost. About 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Because I weigh every time I go up there.
Now, what are you weighing now?
I weigh 50.
150?
Mm-mm. Just 50.
Miss Bessie, when you keep your weight, it causes you misery? How you mean that?
Well, it keeps you not feeling good. And it makes you miserable, you know?
Yeah. No.
But it does.
No, I don't know.
So I don't feel off so till, I don't feel bad just sometimes, just now and then.
Yeah.
Well, how about that knee?
My knee?
Yeah, don't you have arthritis in your knee?
It's about gone.
Oh, it has. What have you done for it?
I just use hot bags on it.
Hot bags? Hot water
mm-hmm.
bag?
Mm-hmm.
Hot water bag. Well, I've been kind of doing that too. And what would you do? Nothing else? Yeah.
Well, I bathed in Epsom salts.
Epsom salts?
Mm-hmm.
And
how you do that?
I don't know how you.
In hot water.
Just put Epsom salts in your water?
In the water. And bathe it.
Just
bathe it at night, you know.
Uh-huh.
And rub it down, you see. Just
yeah, you don't rub
mm.
it up. Uh-huh.
No, rub it down.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Epsom salt, that's good for it.
Well, how do you?
It takes the fever out of it.
Oh, you feel like you have fever in yours then. I know. Mine feels sore.
Well,
my knees are kind of sore.
Well, it's a little fever there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell it, but it's there.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell him?
I can tell when I have it.
You can. Well, mine just stays sore all the time, so I must have a little fever all the time in it. Well, how Well, now, how do you use that Epsom salt? Do you
put it in warm water?
How much do you use?
Well, I use it about a half a cupful.
Of Epsom salt?
Mm-hmm.
To how much water, then?
Well, about a gallon of water.
Oh, gracious. And you keep it warm?
Oh, yeah, keep it hot.
Keep it.
And bathe my knee down with it.
Uh-huh. Well, you make it up fresh every time?
Yes, I make it up fresh.
Uh-huh.
Every night?
Yeah, whenever I bathe it.
When you bathe it.
Miss Bessie, you know.
You just throw that away then.
I never tell you what happens. People that don't take time to sit down and bathe the knee or something when it hurts, they just ought to hurt, oughtn't they?
Yeah.
Well, I bathe mine in warm water and put a hot pad on it then. And then I use Bengay. But I thought maybe you might have some kind of liniment or something.
Well, Bengay is all right for bathing, you know, rubbing with it.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't cure it, you see.
Uh-huh.
I use the hot water. Hot water is better than anything else.
Yeah.
Even better than the liniment?
Yes, sir. Now, when Bessie had her knee operated on, the doctor told her to keep a hot pad on her knee.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she had her knee operated on. Her knee was so bad, she couldn't walk. And he operated on it and took that bone out.
Couldn't.
It's just a little piece of flesh or something was in there. And two or three little bones to the side of it, something like that. So he took those out. And he told us to use Epsom salt on it and hot water.
Mm-hmm. The doctor told her to use Epsom salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a bone specialist, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
so she's in Miami now. She's going down there.
And now she got some relief.
Huh? Yeah, she got relief for her.
Yeah. But she does what he said.
Yeah, she do what she said. Just what he told her to do, that is what she done.
Yeah.
Now he told her to put the walker down and put that foot down on the floor and start the walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but Bess is too heavy, one thing about it, to put that foot down and walk on it like, you know, put her strength on. So she had to get a stick. Walk with a stick. To hold that fat up over off of the stick.
Well, now, she hadn't done like you have, sort of kept her weight down.
No. She has kept her weight down. But she's falling off now.
On purpose?
Yes, that's what give her something to make her fall off. Yeah.
Can you tell the difference?
Not much. Not yet. Baby, what are those pills? What is them? How they make you fall off? I just never understood. How they make you fall off? Uh-huh. What did the doctor give you to make you fall off?
Well, I don't know, but he gave me some pills. That's all I know.
Does it keep you from being hungry?
Well, in a way it does. I don't eat much, no way.
Don't have much appetite?
Not much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Oh, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, don't worry, I ain't going to eat nothing harder tomorrow.
You're not?
No.
You're going to have all that food down there?
Well, it don't make me hungry.
Don't make you hungry to see it?
No.
And smell it?
Miss Bessie, you know, it's inconceivable to me that anybody could cook if they're not hungry.
No, cooking takes your appetite.
It really does sometimes. I know that.
You mean you can make all them pretty cakes and pies and things and not be hungry?
Yeah. I'm not hungry at all. Yeah. I don't eat much anyway.
Well, I know I'm not as hungry now as I used to be. Oh, I guess the older you get, you don't maybe be, you're not as hungry as you were.
No, you don't
young.
Eat as much.
No.
You know. Now, I eat more sweets than I do anything else.
You do? Well, that's what keeps you fat. Yeah.
Don't make me stand as fat. I don't.
I'd rather have bread than anything.
I don't want bread.
You don't want bread?
I don't eat bread. Hardly ever eat bread.
Now then.
Now you, but you eat some sweets?
Sweets?
Yeah.
Yes, I eat ice cream and stuff like that.
Well, there's no nourishment much in ice cream, is it?
No, I don't know.
It's not fattening, I mean.
Well, I don't know whether it's fattening or not, but I don't know. But I just love it, and so I just eat it.
You eat, what else? You eat, let's see. You eat, you don't eat pie, pumpkin pie and things like that.
Pie?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not a lover of pies. I don't care nothing about pies much.
Yeah.
Well, who was eating that pie on the porch last night?
Who?
Who was eating that pie on the porch last night?
Well, I was eating the pie on the porch, but that's just a time that, you know, sometime I had a little piece on a saucer, and all it wasn't pie. It was a little piece of bread a little piece of pastry I had and left, and I just put it in the frying pan and turned it over on the stove.
Right. Have you got everything cooked for your dinner tomorrow?
Yes, everything with macaroni.
Macaroni, that's fattening too.
Well,
and I do love it.
You do?
Yes, sir. I love macaroni.
Well, I haven't cooked that yet.
No.
I'll cook it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You cook that?
Yeah.
Well, now, you're not cooking everything yourself this time?
No, I got Doris to cook it for me.
What's she cooking?
She done cooked it.
What's she cooking?
She baked the ham and two lemon pies. That's all. And I got Brock to do the chicken.
Brock?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Brock.
No, he's a new fella coming.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's Leslie's cousin. He live in that new house. Before you get to Leslie.
Oh, is he pretty well to do, fella?
Yeah. He's a chef cook.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And he's doing your chickens.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing to
them? So I wanna see how let y'all taste it, see how you like.
Mm-hmm. I barbecued chicken. Is that what you're gonna do? Barbecue chicken?
You bring them home tonight.
Gonna bring them tonight.
So he's down there barbecuing on him right now.
Yeah.
And he lives right next to Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, he's kind of Leslie.
Now, are you going to be 88 or 87? You've already had your birthday, though. This is just.
My birthday was last Sunday, going to read this.
Oh.
It was 87.
You was 87? I'm older than you. That's right. I knew there was something to it. That I was either older or you was a little older.
You're twins, I think.
I'll be 88 in January. So.
Neck and neck,
so
isn't
I'm
it?
Pretty close to you.
It is.
Bessie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's he going to use for that barbecue sauce? Do you know?
I got barbecue sauce.
I know, but what's Brock going to do? How's he going to... Does he tell
you? I don't know. He won't tell me.
Oh, he won't.
Mm-mm. He said, I would know as much as he knows.
Oh, he's not going to give his
secret away. He won't give your secret away.
Yeah, he wants to do that for other people then.
Oh, is that right?
I know.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
He has to make his money that way.
That's right.
Make his living.
And you say he's a chef.
Yeah, he's a chef cook. Been a chef for years.
Yes.
And he's retired now.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they retire young, people do now.
Well, he's old enough to be retired if he's... He ain't no young man.
Or not.
No. See, I don't know that I know what makes a person a chef. Does it the length
know
of time that they spent in the kitchen?
Know how to do everything. And the cooking line.
But do they take a course or anything?
No.
How they learn?
Well, some of them do, but I did. I can cook anything most of anybody else can cook.
Well, are you a chef?
Well, I don't know whether I'm a chef. No.
Well, no, I've heard this, and I just wondered. You know, I kind of wanted to know what made a chef a chef.
Well, that's the name of what they give you, a
well,
chef
you
cook. And so, because I've cooked for a family about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And not that ain't the only family I cook for.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cook with this one family because she had a restaurant, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the theatrical people used to come there.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have all of them come in there. And they used to come in and ask me to make them a Maryland chicken. You know?
A what?
Maryland chicken.
A Maryland.
Mm-hmm. And I used to fix Maryland chicken for them. And they did want frog legs. But I always cook mine. I put them in a pan, put toothpicks on them, keep them stretching their legs open.
Yeah.
And put them in a pan and with butter.
Mm-hmm.
And garlic and salt them, you know, and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I put sherry wine on them, you know, let them steam in that. Take them out and lay them on toast.
That's the way you do frog legs.
Mm-hmm.
And you do chicken that way too?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Maryland chicken?
Mm-mm.
Well, how do you fix Maryland chicken then?
Well, Maryland chicken, you take it in. You fry it in a batter.
Oh.
You fry this chicken in a batter. You see. You season your batter up, you know. That's going to make up a pancake or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you put your seasoning all in that, you see. And you scald your chickens first. You see, kind of scald them like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dip them in hot water.
Yeah, and then
like
they
that.
Take them out and lay them in the shell batter. And then you fry them. And it'd be right crisp, you know.
Pretty deep fat.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
You know, that barbecue, I can't get that off my mind. I didn't know you were going to barbecue like that, Miss Bessie.
You didn't?
No. When did you catch on to that?
What, barbecue?
And this fellow down here.
Oh, well, I know he used to barbecue for Ned and them after church. On Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
He used to barbecue out there. But you know, the best barbecue that I ever eat was a man in Palm Beach. And he could make the best barbecue I've ever tasted. I never taste Brock's.
You never tasted Brock's. So you don't know how it's going to be tomorrow.
No. But Florida mate told me that it's so good you can chew the bones up.
Ooh.
Who was it said that?
Florida mate. Would it?
Oh, Florida mate. Oh, they could chew the bones.
And so I never eat no his, but I used to eat, when I'd go to Palm Beach, I always get barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
From this man, you see. He used to barbecue hams and
whole hams and things like that for people all over the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a barbecue for all of them over the lake when they want barbecue. They come over there.
Barbecue the ham.
Ham.
Barbecue the ham, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it on this.
I don't know how he put on something on the way. He had the fire on the grill. He has a long grill. Then he has a oak wood fire. He don't have this coal. He has oak wood fire. And let it burn up to the coal, you know. And it puts its meat on that, on its grill. And he just stands there and mops it, you know, with mustard and different things, you know. Mop it good, then let it, that fire drip down and burn under there, and then all that smoke comes up on the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole ham.
Yeah.
It's like it'd take a long time to get through and get done, doesn't it?
Yeah, but he'd start in time and get it ready, you see,
mm-hmm.
when the people want it.
And he'd have to turn it a lot, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you'd
have to turn it pretty often to keep it from
burning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he'd start in time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd. I tell you, it does. When you talk about doing all those good things, it does kind of make you a little hungry. I believe I can almost taste that barbecue chicken right now. Mm.
Well, it'll be up tonight about 7, 8 o'clock.
We ought to be around and just take a look.
All right. Come on, have a piece. Nice.
Have the next.
Well, you know what?
I ain't home.
What's that?
You say I ain't home.
Oh.
No, he said, you know what? Oh.
You got the head cooks in this whole country. You and Brock. And Doris, she can cook too.
Oh yeah, she can cook. She's number one.
Yeah.
But you made some pies too. She made pies and you made pies.
Mm-hmm.
Now she may not be up to you and to this fella down there, but I know a lot of people would be willing to eat her cooking.
Mm-hmm.
The preacher eats her cooking every Sunday, don't he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did you ever have the preacher eat with you every Sunday? Every other Sunday?
Not our pastor. He go home for his dinner every Sunday.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy and him have their pastor.
Yeah.
I used to have him sometime too when I feel good. But I haven't had him in quite a while.
Miss Daisy's pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty steady thing, just week, month in, month out.
Well, they have him the first Sunday and the third.
Yeah.
First, just have him on 2 Sundays a month.
Yeah. Well, that just about killed today, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you get everything so spruced up around there? It looks like you've been over it with the barber shears.
Well,
Isaiah help you?
Mm-hmm.
I expect Betsy did a lot of it.
Did J.R. do any?
Huh?
J.R.?
Oh, no, he won't be there.
He don't trim?
Oh, no.
Cut your grass?
He didn't cut the grass. Aluda cut the grass.
Oh, yes.
He don't cut no grass.
He don't?
Not J.R.
He not a grass cutter?
Well, I guess he could cut it, but I don't ask him. I don't even cut no grass.
He's right there handy a lot of times.
Yeah, but He just don't bother, and I just don't bother. So I guess Ludie to cut it, he'll just mow it all the time.
Well, Ludie is a better hand, then you don't have to be out there and watching him.
No.
Now, Jay, I got something for you. You've got to stay around.
No.
Huh? No?
You see, Jeff, he's starting a thing. He just, when you get through with the machine or something, he done broke it.
Oh.
You see.
Oh.
He get through with it right then, you see. He'll start and come into working, and then that's why he's something wrong with the machine. So you got to then stop and have it in the shop and have it fixed and stuff like that. Jail's all right by if you stand and watch him.
Yeah.
But outside that, he ain't no good.
Well, he used to chop your wood, didn't he, for you?
Well, he used to chop wood. What he can do, he break my axe handle too.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
But
he gets mad. He gets mad, you see, sometimes. You know, he's kind of crazy up here.
Yeah, it's up in the head.
Yeah, he ain't right in his head, you see.
Uh-huh.
And so when he gets tired and don't want to do it, but then he break the handle, then he can't do it.
Oh.
Well, he sure got a strong back, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's solid, Miss Bessie.
Yeah.
When he sits down a chair, he feels it, don't he?
He sure do.
Yes, sir.
Does he have a pretty good appetite?
Oh, yeah, I can eat much as a horse. He's a terrible eater. He brings his food over there. That's what he comes over. Freddie brings him over, and I always just want to fix his food, you see, whatever he's got. And sometimes I have something left there, and I give him that too. And he eats all of it. He'll eat everything. He's a big eater.
Such as, what would you have out there on his plate?
On his plate? Well, if he has a can of turnip greens. And
a whole can?
Yeah. And then he has some sausage or something like that. And a quart of orange juice.
Mm.
Or sometimes a quart of milk or something like that. And a loaf of bread. But if I have anything, you know, like rice or something I left over, I would give it to him if he put it on his plate.
And he cleans it all up?
He eat all of it.
The loaf of bread?
Hmm?
The loaf of bread?
Well, what he leaves, it ain't worthwhile.
Yeah.
He's a big eater.
Yeah.
I don't expect he eats for every day, maybe.
Maybe. But I don't guess he eats but once a day.
Once a day.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
He don't bring soda pop down there?
Yeah, he has that too. He bring 2 bottles, 3 bottles sometimes. And he sits there and drink it all up.
And the milk too?
No, not really. You know, he don't bring milk. He just bring one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, she lives a life down there, ma'am. She You'd think Miss Bessie lived at the crossroads.
Uh-huh.
So much goes on down there.
Uh-huh. She still cooks, I guess, for Carol. Oh, don't you? Or did you?
Well, she's going away to... She's in Norfolk.
Oh, she's not at home.
No.
She's gone to Norfolk.
She's with her brother over there.
Her brother?
Oh, Benjamin's her brother.
Yeah.
That's her oldest brother.
No, Aaron.
Aaron's oldest.
Oldest. And so Benjamin.
So she's gone away to school then. Well, you sure miss her, don't you?
Well, I do.
I know you do.
So she,
How long has she been gone?
She went at the 1st of August.
1st of August? Well, I hadn't been gone too long then.
Yeah.
What do you mean the 1st of August? She's been gone ever since school was out.
No, she ain't.
Mm-hmm. Now you're in school now. She just went to Fred of August.
You mean she's here most of the summer?
Yeah. Because Benjamin didn't come over. No. He come over here, but he went back, and her mother cat over there. So her and Elizabeth went over, made a trip over to Norfolk.
And Norfolk, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So she said she liked it, so she just staying.
Oh, what's she going to do for food? She don't have food like you cook for her.
She
what does she have to do with us?
She eat hot dogs. Isn't that awful?
Well, she loves them. She loves hot dogs. And I always had a hamburger for her, you know.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
Well, you cook for, what's her name? Isaiah?
He won me the other day.
What's his name? Isaiah?
Uh-huh. He just eat one meal a day.
With you? What's that, one in the evening or morning?
In the evening, when he comes from work.
Uh-huh. You've already fed him then, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yes.
Miss Bessie, I want you to tell us what you're going to have tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what you're going to have, your menu.
She was telling me when you all came in. You're going to cook macaroni in the morning, then you tell me. Well, I'm going to have the chicken, the ham. It's already cooked.
Now, that's barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm. And string beans.
That's the ham that Doris is cooking.
Yes, she cooks.
Is it baked or boiled?
Baked
ham. Mm-hmm.
Baked now, ham. Now, you were telling me about the beans you're going to have.
The string beans?
Yeah, and how you fix them.
I have them string, you know, shoestring.
She fringes them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what French means.
And,
is that what you call them?
Mm-hmm. And then I put them on and to make them stay green, I put baking soda in them, you see. Boil the water first and drop the beans in it. And they don't fade. They don't lose the color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes a big difference in the taste, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah. And so you don't cook no meat or nothing like that with them, you see. After you take the water off, rinse them off good out the water, and then you just put butter on them and let them sit there and simmer, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the butter.
Yeah.
Then what else you gonna have? Beans?
Well, I think I have the beans. Macaroni and the ham and chicken. I think that's enough.
Now, Miss Bessie,
yes.
Bread. You haven't told us about how you fix the macaroni, and I know of something else you're going to have.
What?
How you going to fix your macaroni?
Well, I'm just going to make it up and make a cream sauce, you know, to make it be soft, you know. You know, to cook macaroni just dry, so it just put milk in and just pour it on there. You know, it doesn't act so well, you see. But you make a cream sauce, a cheese cream sauce, and pour it over it, you see. And then when it cooks, then you see it's loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's so you can dip it up nicely, you know, out of the pan.
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to see it. I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah.
No, I sure have.
I've been intending to make you a raisin pudding, but I ain't never done it. I'll get it made.
Well, you didn't bother. I will just concentrate on that barbecue or something like that.
Oh. We'll see how it's going to taste.
Yeah.
Well, you can have that too. Some other time.
you're not going to have any dessert?
Yeah, I got the cake made.
You got the cake already made?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Birthday cake.
Doris made it for me.
Oh, did you? How, a big loaf cake, or is it just a layer cake? Layers?
No, it's a
big loaf cake.
Loaf cake.
Mm-hmm.
What's a big loaf cake?
Just.
See what you call loaf cake? Well, it's just a plain cake that's made about that high.
Oh, it rises itself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have layers.
No. You don't need none.
Is that right?
When you make it that way.
Yeah.
So.
That's like old rising bread, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bread you gonna have?
Bread. Well, the flour's so bad, you can't use it. It don't make nice rolls.
Yeah.
They're doing something to the flour now that you can't make, because I tried to make some donuts, and they got through it just as hard as this to you.
Oh, I'm tired.
Terrible. I don't know what they're putting in the flour now.
You mean you and Caroline had to let up on the donuts?
Yeah, we stopped. We couldn't make them.
Hmm.
I made some of the thing I take as hard as your table.
Why? The very idea.
It's something they put in the flour. I don't know what they're putting in it, but it makes the bread hard. You can't cook biscuits.
Not even biscuits.
Mm-mm.
That wouldn't be just Mr. Sykes's flour.
Whose flour? Mr. Sykes.
Mr. Sykes.
How come his flour got to be different from anybody else's?
Well, you keep it a little longer.
No, he don't. He gets his flour just like everybody else when the flour comes in.
Yeah.
All the flour just alike, I tell you. I bought some down to the meat house.
Yeah.
It used to be nice flour. And so I made this cake out of it. So I asked him one day, I said, what's the matter with the flour? He said, I don't know. I said, well, the flour ain't like it used to be. I said, cook cake just as hard when you empty it out the pan. It'll just suck like cornbread. Mm. I don't know what they're putting in it.
Well, looks like your pie crust would be bad, too, then.
Well, don't be so bad. Because, you make it real short.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be tough if you didn't make it short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But gee whiz, that's bad news.
What kind of pies did you make?
I just made potato pies.
Potato.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Doris made lemon pies for me.
Yeah. Is that, she like that?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bessie, I
want to
know, what you going to do with those cabbages I brought you?
I'm
going to
make the slaw.
Oh, Mother never heard of the kind of slaw you're going to make.
She
what
never.
Kind of slaw?
A German slaw.
German slaw, huh? Let's see. What?
You take your cabbage and you shred it down real fine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take your vinegar and bay leaves and pepper and put that in it and boil it in sugar. You put sugar in it, boil it down, and then you put oil in it.
What kind of oil? Just cooking oil?
Oh, yeah, just a regular Missoula oil or any
uh-huh.
kind. And then when it cool off, then you pour it over your cabbage.
Mm.
And let your cabbage soak in it. And that's it.
Have you already made it? We already made that.
Ever made it?
Have you made it already?
No.
You going to make it tomorrow?
Yeah.
You can't make it the day before?
Well, you can, but I'd rather make it tomorrow because it'll be
crisp.
It'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You and who?
Me and who? Somebody but myself.
Does Daisy help you?
No, she doesn't. Why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
She don't know nothing about nothing like that.
You mean she can't cook?
She can cook her way of cooking.
She's not a chef, that's what.
No. And never will be.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to get that a while ago. There's a difference between a cook and a chef cook.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the German slaw, that you call that German slaw.
Yeah. Germans make that.
They make that kind. Well, I don't know whether I could make it or not.
Oh, yes, you can.
You mean you just take green peppers and
Not green pepper.
No, you don't
black
use
pepper.
Green. Just black pepper and pay it.
Whole black peppers and cloves.
Oh.
And
uh-huh.
Put that in your vinegar and boil it.
Boil that.
In mm-hmm. your vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put in sugar. You put so much sugar and make it half sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your oil in it. In the vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
When it kind of cool off, you see, and then mm-hmm. pour it over your cabbage.
And pour it over your cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put in onions in it then.
No.
Just cabbage.
Miss Bessie, I never saw a whole black. I never saw a black pepper.
A whole grain black pepper?
I never saw a black pepper. All I ever saw was black pepper in a little shaker right here.
You never seen grain black pepper?
Well, I don't believe I ever did.
Well, you can buy it. Just go to the store and ask for a whole grain black pepper.
Well, I don't believe I ever saw any. You might have.
Well,
really
it's a little black thing. It's a little black seed.
I've seen the cloves, you know.
Well, you buy a bottle of pepper same way. In little boxes.
In little boxes.
Do you have a pepper mill?
No, I have a mill, but I don't want to grind it, you see. I
you
use
just whole.
Just
boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just boil it a good while and get that strength out and pour it.
Let me tell you, the people that eat that food, you might as well give them hamburgers. They won't know any of the nice points about the cooking.
Well, I don't know if they will or not, but
that's
they
I have
won't
to fix
know.
It my way.
They won't know any more about whole black pepper than I do.
Well, they won't get the black pepper because I strain it out.
But it doesn't matter, does it, Miss Bessie?
No.
I think that's great because you'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about them fellas have got no taste. All they got is just a stomach. Who's going to come?
I don't know.
You don't care.
No.
The chef, when she wants to cook, gonna cook.
Well, is the chef coming? I mean, is the preacher coming?
No.
He don't come.
I never invited him.
You haven't invited him.
You gotta have an invitation to come.
No.
It just ain't. It's not just an open picnic.
Something like that.
Is Brock coming?
No, he's on a diet. You see, he went to a doctor. He goes to some doctor way out here, and it's the, on the other side of the Bristol. And so he said that the doctor told him not to eat nothing sweet and
seasoned.
Nothing so seasoned high because he has a kidney trouble.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Can't eat his own cooking.
Between his barbecue and your slaw,
yeah.
he couldn't do much good.
So he can't eat nothing. He told me this morning he have to lay off of stuff. Sweet stuff, anyway.
Nettie and Leslie be there.
Leslie will, but Nettie won't. Nettie had to go to Philadelphia.
Oh.
Her sister died.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, she just come from Philadelphia last week. No, she come this week. This week.
This week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's come this week. And so she went up to see Ernie, and she the oldest girl. And so she went last year, you know, she was so sick.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And she had, so she was, she, I said, "Hi, Ernie." She said, "She's fine." And so she got a telephone call last night. She was, took her to the hospital, and she's gone.
Just last night?
Mm-hmm. So she left this evening.
And it was her sister?
Yeah, her sister, her older sister.
Well, Mary, and who was that that used to come over here and get her? And gave you, got you all, got sweet potatoes from? It was Annie and her husband, they be there? Are they invited?
Who?
They were Daisy's friends, though. Annie and Coleman. I don't know whether you know them or not. Annie and Coleman.
Oh, yeah,
Coleman.
I know Annie Coleman.
Uh-huh. Well, mm-hmm. They were Daisy's special friends, I remember.
Well, I know them well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not in your church?
No.
Just your church?
She belongs to some church.
I mean, coming tomorrow.
No.
It's not just a church affair, then, is it?
No,
it's just,
no church affair.
Just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just friends.
Well, Miss Betsy, I'm trying to figure out now how you pick out people to have that food. Now, if you're just plain old hamburger or something, I could understand it. But when you cook like this, that's a different, that makes it a different occasion.
Well, I tell you, I'm mostly having the singers, you know, those boys that sing.
Oh, that big choir, big chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are worth putting time on them.
And so I'm also having them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is Herbert still with them?
Yeah.
Herbert
Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they sing?
They just sing from different churches.
Oh, they do. They just go around and sing.
Yeah.
Just a big.
You know, I taped that one time, and you know what? It wasn't any good, and I didn't know what the trouble was. I put the microphone too close up there, and they got such a voice, Miss Bessie, they are all healthy people.
You drowned it out.
They busted the machine.
Busted the machine.
Yeah. It didn't sound good at all. And I didn't know what the trouble was.
Hmm.
It's got a little needle up there, down there. And you're not supposed to get to the top. You're supposed to keep it right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it went right to the top and stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They sing. They got volume.
Mm-hmm.
They have. Oh, they are all healthy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, I forget the president's name. Is he still with them?
Yeah, he's still with them.
Yeah. Oh, he's a talker, isn't he?
He sure is.
I'd love to hear him talk. He'd hurt himself and been in the hospital.
Yeah.
At that time. Who else is in the chorus?
In the chorus? I don't know all of them.
The male chorus, they call it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all men and boys.
Oh, they are healthy men. They are healthy as people.
And you just want to entertain them, then, to give them a good dinner.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice. Do something for them.
Well, they've given us a lot of entertainment, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, you see, you know,
has nobody ever invited them out to have nothing like it. You know, the first time I had them out at church. You remember? The dinner I had them, had out at the church with them. And Rice spoke about, he didn't see how I could cook for those many people. I said, well, he didn't know. You see. See, you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. You see, I cooked at the restaurant, and I cooked for more than that. You see. Cooked for more people than that crowd. I cooked for more than that. You see. So many people comes in, sometimes the dining room be packed. Sometimes the patio be packed outside. Well, when they get through, another crowd comes in, just like that. Well, you got to know how to announce that how much you want, how to cook, how much you're gonna cook, or how much you're gonna cook. And so, I have cooked for all those people, and they have tested my cooking against some chef cooks in West Palm Beach.
Oh, they have.
Oh yes, Miss Burke. She tested my cooking against some of the clubs over there. You see, where these men cooked at, and she found out that I cooked the best steak and do the best cooking. You see, a lot of those chefs cooks, they cook stuff. They don't season it. They just put it on and just cook it. Just so they don't have no seasoning or nothing like that. You see. But I always season everything I cook.
Yeah.
Now, at Bradley's Club, some of the chef cooks over there, they call themselves chef cooks, but I wouldn't call it cooking in any count, because I have eaten some of it. I ain't no tasted, you know. You haven't got no seasoning in it. No kind of... Just put it on there in clear water or something like that, and so always.
We're done.
No, I cook for Miss Vanderbilt. About a year, I didn't stay up there. I just come home. I didn't like up in North Carolina. And so she has cooks that she has sent to school to cook for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so this day this cook had to go away. The doctor sent her away because she was sick. And when they found out, she had syphilis, you know? And so he told her she better not have her doing her cooking, you know? Because, you know, she might catch it from the cooking, you know? But I don't think she could do that. I don't think she could do no. So she didn't have no cook. I was there. I cooked for the help, you see. And so Miss Howard come down and asked me, say, Bessie, does you think you can cook the madam's dinner tonight? I said, I don't know. I said, I'll try. Do my best. And so she did. She comes. She brought the menu downstairs, and she had squabs and cold rabbit and what else she had. It's been so long. I just had to memorize all of it now. But anyway, when she went after the dinner, she had a cantaloupe ice cream. I had to take it and put it in the mold and mold it, you see. The thing was the shape of a cantaloupe. But you make it out of rum and cream, you see, make this ice cream out of rum and cream.
And cantaloupe.
And so she had a French butler. You wait on the table. Her silver, you had to have white gloves with it. You couldn't put your hand on it because your hands would stain it. So this butler was like old white gloves, you see. And so this night, when she had got through with the dinner, she come downstairs. In the kitchen, she never comes in the kitchen. She don't know about the kitchen, but she never come in the kitchen. But she come down there that night, and she wanted to know for me. She asked me, "Who sent you to school to learn how to cook?" I said, "Didn't anyone send me to school how to cook?" I said, "I inherited," I said, "from my grandmother." So my grandmother was a first class cook, and my mother was a cook. I said, and I inherited. That's where I got mine from.
Yeah. You're just born with it.
Just born with it.
Oh, so she's right, Bessie. Let me tell you. She says that's the best I've ever had in a many day. She said it's certain those squabs. She said were delicious. Why? You know, I put them in a pan and I covered them all over with butter. Then I made a little stuffing, you know, a little dressing, and stuffed them, you know, stuffed them with the dressing. And then when they come out the pan, I put the little drippings of the what come from the squab. I just, you know, pour it all over the squirrel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "My vegetables," she says, "I never have taste in the vegetables. Taste like what she says." You know, you got to season things. If you don't season it, it ain't gonna be fit to eat.
Yeah.
If you don't season it good. Now, and and let's get the ice cream out. I had to get a dish towel, catch on each side of the dish, you know, to keep from putting any marks on it, on a tray with ice cream. Oh yeah, you had to do just so. Had to put everything just so for her. But she was a widow, because her husband died years ago, you know. And so she was only her and her daughter. And she had company that night, too. She didn't know whether the dinner was going to be any good or not. But she found out. She come down and shook my hand, and she put a $10 bill in it, and she shook my hand. She says, "I want to congratulate you." Well, I didn't have to stay there, but about a week, because her visit was almost over from being out there to the Biltmore house, so she had to go back to Washington. She lives in Washington, and she lives out, way out, and then she has a place, what they call Pisgah Forest. She got a cottage up there, and she has animals up there, and have goats, sheep, and the ranger. He takes care of those things and stays up there.
And so he keeps the bears from eating the chiefs up his head. So he went out one night. He heard his sheep holler. So he went out one night. There was a bear had the sheep in his mouth, holding him up. And so the ranger shot him. I bet you had about 10 or 12 bear hides all over the floor. You take those hides and have them mounted, you know.
Yeah.
But the ranger stayed up there here on the on this mountain, and he takes care of it. So she carried the girls with her up there, you know, and then carried me up there. I had to go up there and cook for the girls and her too.
Especially, there ought to be some way that these old crude singers could somehow appreciate this food that you all are cooking.
Well, I don't know if they appreciate it enough.
Well, before you start eating, could you sort of line it out to them what it is?
No. You can't tell. You can't tell no people like that nothing but you could.
Well, now they're good singers.
And you can't tell.
They ought to be able to appreciate food a little bit.
Well, they do when they eat it. That's the way they appreciate it.
Why, they just soon have some old meat loaf.
Old beans and loaf bread.
Yes. Well, the Pepsi said it'd wash it down.
Yeah. You don't believe that. Uh-uh. You don't believe that. You don't either. You want to show them what good cooking is,
don't
something.
He don't either.
I know he does. But now, you know,
well,
some of these boys might not have ever eaten real good cooking.
Oh, you know they haven't, Francis.
So, Miss Bessie, you think you're going to show them what good cooking is?
Well, I tell you, I would rather have it fixed right and not to fix it at all.
I don't like half-cooked food myself. And I think everybody's like I am. But I love to do my work. What I'm doing, I love to do it right. And if it ain't right, I don't want to do it.
Well, now, here's one way of telling. When they come up and tell you they enjoyed the food, what do they say?
What do they say? They just tell me they enjoyed the food. The food was grand. It was nice.
Well, anybody can say that.
Well, that's all they say. They don't know nothing else to say. They ain't gonna make no song of it. Now, Miss Bessie, no, really, don't you kind of think this is a way to educate their taste?
I don't know.
Don't you think that they need to have a good meal once in their life?
Well, I guess so.
Don't you?
Maybe she could work through their wives.
She's going to show them what real good cooking is.
Are the wives coming?
Huh? No. I invited Rye last year, and he went to Jacksonville, so I didn't bother him.
Oh, she's going
to sing. Well, now, is Herbert's married, isn't he?
Yeah.
He going to bring his family?
Well, he'll bring his wife if he want to. But he ain't going to bring nobody else.
Can she cook?
Who, his wife? I don't know. I'm not about to cook. Anybody can cook, but cook how?
But cook how?
Yeah.
Anybody can cook.
Yeah.
Somebody can scorch up anything
well,
for to eat.
That's it.
But you say come down to real cooking. That's what the, where you find it out.
Well, now, how are you going to get it out there to them?
How you going to get that there?
Yeah.
Well, Florida Maine him over there, they're going to serve it.
Florida Maine's going to help you.
Yeah.
Miss Bessie's been trying to teach me to cook, and she's giving it up. She keeps promising me that she's going to teach me to cook.
She just keeps on scorching things, Miss Betty.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she knows. She's eating up here with me.
Well, she cooks something mighty good, I think.
I tell you, that sounds like a lot of good experience back in your life.
Yes. I don't forget a whole lot of them.
Yeah.